Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Never a doubt. Welcome on, and it is the final out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Monday night, reacting to a Phil's just clean, crisp 6-3 win. The final out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. What a whirlwind day for Phillies baseball. Starts off with a bang. You get the Luis Arraez trade, Caleb Killian trade, a part of that as well. You give up Ramon Marquez. I know that most people don't care about Ramon Marquez, but I do. You get Brooks Raley within 5 minutes of that. And then it was a whole lot of waiting around. Just, Is Dave going to do something? Is this really it? Are they actually going to go with this new infield-outfield configuration? And then 6 o'clock passed. Yes, they did trade Seth Johnson. That's a huge win. Makes the deadline a success. But it was just that. And then into the game, which we'll obviously get into as we move throughout the final out. The game wrap up sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick. Call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494. If you are on your way home, I would love to hear your takes on the game tonight and, of course, the trade deadline and whether or not you felt like this team did enough. The biggest takeaways of the game are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And, yes, what a stinker that was. I mean, what a stinker until they finally just scratched and clawed there in the seventh. And, obviously, Derek Hill is the hero, but finally making that Alvarez kid who was, you know, had a, I think he was 4.5 walks per nine, you know, kind of all over the place heading into that game tonight. And, you know, he was cruising. I think he was at 70 pitches heading into that inning. He was for a guy that I thought was more of a four inning guy, they certainly made him look like one of the better lefties in the game. I mean, they are, I would say that no team in baseball is better at making average lefties seem like Sandy Koufax, quite like this Phillies team. But thankfully so, sometimes you need a spark. And the beauty of baseball is that even when you're down, even when it feels like you got no hope, there's always a chance. You just got to get them to the plate. And Derek Hill, we talk about the Dave Dombrowski track record and what he's done in trades. And it's been interesting. You know, the last four trades have been very solid. You know, Lizardo, good trade. Bader, good trade. Don't look up the guy that gave up stats in AAA because he looks pretty good. but still, he had an 850 OPS as a Philly. The Duran trade, good. Derek Hill trade, good. And we'll see how the trades that went down today end up, but just kind of stealing Derek Hill off a scrap heap from the White Sox and him having an 837 OPS as a Philly, it is shocking. And obviously what he brings defensively is phenomenal, but at the plate, you just kind of trust him all the time late in games. It's weird. I mean, it's just baseball. I don't know. Sometimes you got to have a feel with these guys, and he's had moments as a Philly, and you just have. It's like Derek Hill's probably one of the three guys in the team that you one up late in the game. It's funny. Edmundo is also one of those guys. Even though his numbers have been really, really down this year, I feel like seventh inning on, he's got a clutch factor to him. And same thing with Derek Hill. And there's a lot of people that, of course, when Derek Hill has a game like that and does his thing and love him, it's like, well, he's got to be the everyday center fielder. It's like, we're not burying Justin Crawford, who is one of their top prospects and a guy they actually developed and got to the major leagues. So, you know, there's a platoon out there, and that's fine. You know, they have platoons at center field and left field now. Marsh and De La Cruz are in left, and Hill and Crawford are in center field. You know, that's fine. Obviously, now with Harper being the everyday right fielder. But, man, sometimes you need a spark. And certainly tonight, Derek Hill provided a spark. And it was much, much needed because, again, I was getting ready to come on here and just go scorched earth after what I thought was a half-measured day, a day where they dipped their toes in the water but didn't cannonball off the deep end and truly do what it takes to put this team in contention for a World Series. And then to come out like that, flat, not into the game at all, just some embarrassingly quick at-bats, some in the middle of the game from Turner and Harper, it really felt bleak. And Derek Hill stepped up when needed and obviously really lifted this ball club tonight and made a good play on the field as well. A couple other takeaways. Again, 215-592-9494 to get in. Nola was fine, and he's kind of just been fine for a good stretch now. It's never going to, you know, blow the doors off. We're like, wow, look at Aaron Nola. And it is unbelievable that every time he misses a spot by a quarter of an inch, the ball is just blasted. And, you know, people forget he's now a top 75 pitcher in the sport, according to Dave Dombrowski's analytics. So very excited to listen to old Dombo after wrapping up the final out tonight. But, you know, Nola has settled into the season. He's not, again, he's not unbelievable, but compared to where he was around that Pirate start, where there was a lot of talk of DFA or bullpen or whatever, got to get him out of here and things like that. And I don't love that there's still four and a half years left on the deal for sure. But at least we're seeing signs of life, and they generally have won games that he has started this year. Now, I believe they went 0 for July. I think he's 0 for July, even though he started pitching better, of course, because in June he was horrendous, and I think they won all of his starts. But that is baseball. And, you know, good to see Harper hit that ball 113 miles an hour. 113 miles an hour, certainly climbing his way out of that July swoon that he went through. A horrendous July, one of the worst months of his career as a Philly. And he's riding now an 8-game hitting streak at the home run today, had the home run yesterday, and seeing him smoke that baseball today was a sight to see. So much, much needed, and we will see how he looks out there in right field. Billy is in Delco. What's happening, Billy?
Hey, Fritz. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Not much. No, I was calling in about, like, the trade deadline. I think it's fantastic. And the whole idea of, you know, changing the field changes the game. And I think for a really good baseball team, maybe you need that, because sometimes it gets those unbelievable starters to just hit better, if that makes sense.
And you mean changing the field in what way? What do you mean?
Well, you send Bryce to third. You send, you know, Boehm over to first and Bryce out to right, and you bring in Arias.
Right.
That's awesome, you know? And I think it's actually just like when you're a really good ball player, that actually might ignite you and make you better.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, possibly, Billy. The thing for me is I do feel like you downgraded defensively in a lot of spots. You know, I think Boehm to Harper is a downgrade. Arise, even though he's been good defensively this year, he's definitely a downgrade with Stott. And at third base, I think Stott will be fine. That's not a big issue. And Harper's not been – he wasn't, like, great and right a couple of years ago. To me, it's just – there is an obvious pull the plug on Boehm thing. They have tried to move on from Alec Boehm for two off seasons and now a trade deadline. And he just keeps on surviving. And they keep on telling he's a good player, even though they keep trying to get rid of him and no one wants to get him. Like, the Boehm thing is so funny because, you know, people will tell you that, oh, look at the RBIs, and he's a run producer, and his defense is improving. And then every time there's a chance to trade for him, no one wants him. Doesn't quite add up, does it? So, yes, I am happy they got Luis Arraez. I wanted a change of the mix in the infield and in the – or not the infield, but really in a lineup, 100%. My issue is that it's still 80%. It's like getting in the red zone, but not going over the top. I think that's more my concern. I don't need to bring up Ramon Marquez for a half season of Arraez, because they may, you know, extend him after the year. But yes, on the surface, adding his bat is going to be a joy to watch. And he'll be here tomorrow. He'll be in the lineup, and I cannot wait to see how Don Mattingly configures the lineup and how he kind of shakes this whole thing out. It's going to be very, very intriguing. All right, On the other side, in addition to your phone calls, we'll get to the wow moment of the game and some other thoughts as well. All that's coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WYP.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
He sure did. He sure did. It was funny on the TV broadcast. They were showing his home run against the Nats from earlier in the year. And then, bang, he did it again. And that is our wow moment of the game, which is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. From waterfalls to fairways, mountain resorts to lighthouse tours, find your wow at visitnj.com. Derek Hill, eventually we'll get to it, but he is the player of the game tonight. And what a game it was. What a pickup it was. And if Brian De La Cruz can keep it up, if Derek Hill can keep it up, Crawford's been hitting well, Harper's now in the outfield. Come on, man. You see the vision. You see the vision. Rick's in Easton. What's happening, Rick?
Hey, Jack. So I wanted to call earlier when, and I understand what Spike was saying today, where you don't want to have Turner, because of his head, go, you know, to a different position. And I'm going to have to live with Stott playing third base, because they can, if Turner keeps making errors, then they're going to have no choice but to put Stott at short. So I'm okay with the defensive alignment, what you're talking about, with Bowman first and Bryce in right field. My question is with this lineup. And this team in October have fallen on their face with all these people that want to give you all the statistics on why Schwarber has to hit first or second. You now can put your prolific home run hitter in the cleanup spot, at the same time, kill two birds with one stone and give Harper that protection. If you don't start with Arraez hitting first and Turner hitting second and Harper hitting third and Schwarber hitting fourth, I don't care what you do after those four, leave those four alone, Jack, for 55 games. You've never had Schwarber hit fourth in this lineup since he's been here for an extended period of time. I don't think the 2-week experiments. Gotta go with those four. I don't care about left, 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 right, left. That fell on its face with Thompson. You gotta have those four people start. And are you agreeing with that? Because you know baseball. How do you not go that way?
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Rick. I disagree. Like, what sucks right now is that Schwarber is going through a slump or whatever's going on, whether it's the back. I hope it's not the back, but, you know, there was a story from Matt Galper, Charlotte Barnes last week about how he's changed his pregame routine up to where to try to preserve the back. And he says, I'm not hurt. Well, I don't know that. I don't know if you're not, maybe you're not hurt, but you're certainly not firing on all cylinders. So, you know, one of my takes from the night was that he just seems totally off. Kind of looks like he's overcompensating for, you know, a possible back injury and trying to be a little bit jumpy to the baseball. But when Kyle Schwarber is Kyle Schwarber, I don't want him getting less at bats in a ball game. Like, I'm fine if Arraez is leading off, but then I want Turner batting fourth, and I'll go Arraez, Schwarber, Harper. You know, I understand in theory when we think about the game, in the game that a lot of people grew up in, it is the traditional cleanup hitter. But, you know, the game has evolved, and you want your best hitters getting more at-bats in a game. And, you know, Trey's shown a decent amount of power this year. He's got, like, what, 16 home runs now? So, you know, obviously it's dependent upon Schwarber and where he's at and how he's playing. I'm not married to him in the two-hole. But if Schwarber, I want him getting as many at-bats in a ballgame possible. So, or, you know, maximizing his at-bats in a ballgame. So, I wonder if they will move Trey out of the leadoff spot. I mean, he's hitting, but he did get a rise. So, I don't know. Maybe they'll try Turner, Arise, Harper, Schwarber. But I don't know. Unfortunately, Schwarber's going through a cold stretch right now, but I'm still not ready to move him down because I think he's too impactful of a bat. Good Kirkering game tonight. Much needed. He is very expletive about how frustrated he's been recently. And at least for one night, he got off to a good start in hopefully righting the ship a little bit. It was aided by a very good catch by Derek Hill to start that inning. So good stuff from him. And for the first time since Matt Strom, I want to say, out in L.A., I think Schwarber hit 3 home runs that game. The Phillies actually retaliated. In the 9th inning, Juan Duran led a little splitter at 100 miles an hour, ride in with 2 outs, and hit Brady House. And for the first time, this team does not retaliate, does not show, you know, doesn't always show the level of gumption that I think that a lot of us would like to see, the fight that I think a lot of people would like to see. It was at least refreshing to see them hit someone after a couple of their guys got plunked and, you know, got some fastballs up and in. So I don't know if we're going to have a bunch of benches clearing brawls with this team now, but it was good to see at least there was a little bit of, they trade for Luis Arraez, and now they're just an old school baseball team. Who'd have thunk? All right, on the other side, we will get to the player of the game and a look ahead to tomorrow night. All that's coming up next here on the Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
3-2. Swung on, hit well, left center field, long run into the gap by Derek Hill. He'll make the grab and tumbles over and hangs on. Boy, he had to go a long, long way to get there, and he did.
Just another reason why Derek Hill is my player of the game, brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play, save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at SJGSaveEnergy.com, and I gotta be honest, I'm not sure the other center fielder gets to that ball. Not sure. But the nice part about having someone out there that is more of a natural is they can make plays like that, much like watching Bader last year, and what a breath of fresh air that was. So, Derek Hill, my player of the game, obviously the big home run. Man, that Nats bullpen is something, isn't it? It's crazy. The 2020 season feels like forever ago, but that's what it was like. I mean, 2019 as well. It's not like the Phillies had a good bullpen then, but every single time the bullpen door opened, you're like, well, I might as well live bet against the Phillies. There's a 0% chance they can hold this. And, you know, if the Nats – now, the Nats are building. You know, they shipped out some pieces today. They'll probably trade C.J. Abrams this offseason. I mean, they are building for the 2030s, and they're going to be a problem. I think the Nats are building towards something special. But even this team this year is completely overachieved, and had they had a bullpen, I mean, they are squarely in playoff contention. And what they've done with their offense overnight has been remarkable. And I'm very jealous given what the I guess lack of production that we seem to get here versus the amount of money that we seem to pay these guys. So tomorrow we got Jesus Luzardo. As long as hopefully a 6-run lead would be enough to win this one. But Jesus Luzardo versus Zach Littell. Littell pitched pretty well against the Phillies last time, which is frustrating because he is a old school, big, hefty, 90-mile-an-hour throwing right-hander. He's Aaron Harang. Aaron Harang like is Zach Littell. So Luzardo versus Littell tomorrow as the Phillies. They got four against the Nats. So the Nats just sold off some pieces. One of the guys they traded, Luis Garcia, hit a home run in his Yankees debut tonight, and they don't have to face Foster Griffin, which certainly makes me feel better about this series. So looking forward to that. That's going to do it for the final out tonight. Louis Coco produced the program tonight. And Jody Mack, he's next. He'll take you through the rest of the night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I've realized lately that the products I use every single morning genuinely affect how I feel for the rest of the day. If something feels heavy, greasy, overly makeup-y, or complicated, I just stop reaching for it. That's why I've been loving Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection and enough coverage to make my skin look even and healthy, but it still looks like my skin. It has this really fresh, lived-in glow. And their lip and cheek tint has become one of those products I keep throwing on throughout the day because it makes me look instantly more awake and put together in like 10 seconds. The whole vibe just feels very effortless. Skin first, clean girl beauty. Products that enhance your skin. If you've been wanting your routine to feel lighter, simpler, and more natural this summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tints.